Saturday, 26 September 2009. A roundup of local, regional and international news headlines. In an interview with the Mail and Guardian newspaper, Zimbabwe's pale comrade, Comrade Fatso, said that ZANU-PF merely took over the master's house in 1980 and painted it black. Comrade Fatso asserts that Zimbabwe still has repressive laws, centralized power, and a raft of inequalities. Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights informs us that the Supreme Court will on Monday, 28 September, deliver judgment on a constitutional challenge mounted by Zimbabwe Peace Project Executive Director Justina Mokoko. Mokoko, who is seeking a permanent stay of prosecution, petitioned the Supreme Court earlier this year regarding the violation of several of her constitutional rights when she was abducted and tortured in December 2008. The MDC issued a statement yesterday condemning the shooting of three Shabani mine employees by the police in Jishavani during a demonstration at the mine. The MDC have called upon the co-ministers of Home Affairs, Giles Motsekwa and Kembo Mohadi, to make urgent investigations into the conduct of the trigger-happy policemen. Writing for the UK Telegraph, Peter Thornycroft reports that Robert Mugabe has built up a secret farming empire from land seized from at least five white-owned businesses. Mr. Mugabe's private farming empire is an obstacle to resurrecting commercial agriculture, according to experts. They say an audit of land ownership as part of essential structural reforms would expose the president's controversial control of the 10,000-acre area. A Zimbabwean play about two brothers-in-law from different political parties is currently showing in Harare, looking at the scars of last year's political violence. Heal the Wounds explores exactly how the government's newly set up Committee for National Healing can best ensure that the painful events during and after the March 2008 disputed elections are dealt with. If we do not have comprehensive healing, the next elections will be even worse, the playwright Stephen Chifonise warns in an interview with the BBC. The African National Congress Youth League on Thursday welcomed Athletics South Africa's decision to retain Leonard Chiweni as its president. Chiweni admitted at a press conference last week that he lied to the nation about not knowing that gender tests were conducted locally on Semenya ahead of the World Championships in Berlin last month. The UK Telegraph reports that senior Kenyan government officials face a ban on travel to the US following a stern public dressing down by Washington last week over the slow pace of reforms following last year's post-election violence. Ethiopia said on Wednesday that its national electricity company has signed contracts with three Chinese firms to develop hydroelectric projects there. BBC News says that India's inaugural moon mission has been hailed as a grand success by the head of India's space agency after helping find evidence of underground water on the moon. United States government facilities in South Africa reopened yesterday after they had been closed due to a security threat earlier in the week. Corruption acted as a catalyst for the global financial crisis, and fighting it must be a higher priority for private companies and governments, watchdog group Transparency International said last week. In its 2009 Global Corruption Report, the Berlin-based group said the corporate world had a particular responsibility to fight bribery, price fixing, and political lobbying. The Mail and Guardian reports that protesters smashed shop windows and threw rocks at police last week as police used pepper gas and batons to disperse marchers against capitalism at the Group of 20 summit in the US. Protesters wore bandanas and goggles and held aloft a large black sign declaring "No hope in capitalism," and another saying "Kick capitalism while it is down." Sotheby's are holding an Art for Africa charity auction in London on Monday, featuring works of art donated by a range of contemporary British and South African artists. The Africa Foundation, which empowers rural African communities through sustainable development projects, is one of the charities benefiting from the sale. And in other news, we would like to honour this special day, 26 September 2009.